With no end in sight for the pandemic and cases surging in the Roaring Fork Valley, many nonprofits have had to shift online and rethink the way they operate. And for some, that's had an unexpected silver lining. That's the case for the local English tutoring and cultural exchange organization, English in Action. They help match adult immigrants with trained volunteer tutors in the community. The program is so popular, there's about 170 people on the wait list, and some participants wait up to a year or more. Before COVID, those on the waiting list had another option. They could gather at the nonprofit in El Jebel on Thursday evenings from 6 to 7:30. There, in the main office, filled with stacks of vocabulary games, storybooks, and whiteboards, participants are matched up with a volunteer tutor. Heidi Vargas is a match advisor and program coordinator with English in Action.
Open hours is very important for our community because it gives access to students to practice conversation, connect with someone, and improve in an informal way.
The community open hours is free and anyone is welcome to show up. But when the pandemic hit, Vargas says the local nonprofit had to move the weekly program online.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hello.
Hola, Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Gracias por venir, todas las chicas, Jesús.
That was Vargas welcoming a group of participants recently. She says she did a lot of outreach to let people know open hours was moving online. And at first she was worried that no one would show up.
That's why we started just by getting a feel of it, you know, who's interested, who's willing to commit. You know, a lot of our students connect through their phones because they don't have access to a computer.
Vargas says she was surprised to find that despite the technological challenges, it was actually easier for some participants to attend. Patricia Juarez came to the Valley with her husband 11 years ago from Chihuahua, Mexico. But she says she didn't start going to the open hours class until it moved online a few months ago.
I had all the emotions. I was very excited to get to practice and very nervous because I didn't know if the tutor was going to be able to understand me, and I hadn't been practicing or had any classes for a while.
Juarez lives in Glenwood Springs. Before the class moved online, she says she didn't have time to drive the 30 minutes to El Jebel and back after work because she has three young kids at home.
They're three girls, and it's really hard to find childcare, and it can be really expensive. So now I can be at home, and I can keep an eye on my kids while learning English.
Now Juarez says she's able to attend the class nearly every Thursday, and she can see the improvement in her English.
It's really important for me to be able to communicate my ideas and my feelings and also to speak with my daughters because they're really little, but they're already speaking English and Spanish. So I want to be able to understand them.
Gloria Guerrero is another local who attends open hours. Guerrero lives 5 minutes from English in Action's office in El Jebel. She says she and her husband have been going to the community class since they moved to the valley from Michoacán, Mexico, about 8 years ago.
I remember the first day that I went to classes there, it was a little bit scary because, you know, it was an unknown thing for me. I was here in this country. I could not read the signs in English. I could not communicate with people. So that was very uncomfortable. Then I thought, well, I really need it.
Since that first class, Guerrero says growing her English skills have helped her become part of the community and do things like get her driver's license and communicate at work.
I can better understand people at work, and that gives me more satisfaction.
Guerrero works long hours as a housekeeper, and even though she misses going to open hours in person, she says it's easier to join a Zoom class when she's tired at the end of the day. And Guerrero says she's determined to keep going to English in Action because she wants to apply for her U.S. citizenship.
Before, I wasn't prepared to get my citizenship, but now I see that's an opportunity that I have. We are still here in this country. My kids are here. So I have changed my vision for the future for all of us.
Vargas says a lot of the participants that have joined open hours during the pandemic are in situations like Guerrero and Juarez. Many of them work long hours, have families to take care of at home, and live farther down valley in places like Glenwood, Newcastle, and even Rifle. Vargas says one thing she's learned during the pandemic is that virtual programming can expand our geographical sense of community.
It's giving a wider range of people the opportunity to improve their language and be able to navigate their everyday life and navigate themselves through the community.
She says that's something English in Action will continue working on even once the pandemic is over. Eleanor Bennett, Aspen Public Radio News.